Krishna Book Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 15, Scene 2, Dhenuka Asura. In this way, both Lord Krishna and Balaram began to enjoy the residence of Vrindavana to their full satisfaction, along with the calves and cows on the bank of the Yamuna. In some places, both Krishna and Balaram were accompanied by their friends. The boys were singing, imitating the humming sound of the drones and accompanying Krishna and Balaram, who were garlanded with forest flowers. While walking, the boys sometimes imitated the quacking sound of the swans in the lakes, or when they saw the peacocks dancing, they imitated the peacocks in front of Krishna. Krishna also moved his neck, imitating the dancing, and thus making his friends laugh. The cows, taken care of by Krishna, had different names, and Krishna would call them with love. After hearing Krishna calling, the cows would immediately respond by mooing, and the boys would enjoy this exchange to their heart's content. They would all imitate the sound vibrations made by the different kinds of birds, especially the chakoras, peacocks, cuckoo, and bharadvajas. Sometimes, when they would see the weaker animals fleeing out of fear of the sounds of tigers and lions, the boys, along with Krishna and Balaram, would imitate the animals and run away with them. When they felt some fatigue, they would sit down, and Balaram would put his head on the lap of one of the boys just to take rest, and Krishna would immediately come and begin massaging the legs of Balaram. And sometimes, Krishna would take a palm fan and fan the body of Balaram, causing a pleasing breeze to relieve him of his fatigue. Other boys would sometimes dance or sing while Balaram took rest, and sometimes they would wrestle among themselves or jump. And when the boys were thus engaged, Krishna would immediately join them, catching their hands, enjoying their company, and laugh and praise their activities. When Krishna would feel tired and fatigued, Krishna would sometimes take shelter of the root of a big tree or the lap of a cowherder boy and then lie down. When Krishna would lie down with a boy or a root as his pillow, some of the boys would come and massage his legs, and some would fan his body with a fan made from leaves. Some of the more talented boys would sing in very sweet voices to please Krishna. Thus, very soon, Krishna's fatigue would go away. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, whose legs are tended by the Goddess of Fortune herself, shared himself with the cowherd boys as one of them, thus expanding his internal potency in order to appear exactly like a village boy. But despite his appearing just like a village boy, there were occasions when Krishna proved himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes, men pose themselves as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and cheat innocent people. But they can only cheat. They cannot exhibit the potency of God. While Krishna was thus engaged in exhibiting his internal potency, along with the supermost fortunate friends, there occurred another chance for Krishna to exhibit the superhuman powers of Godhead. His most intimate friends, Sri Dama, Subala, and Stoka Krishna, began to address Krishna and Balaram with great love and affection. Dear Balaram, you are very powerful. Your arms are very strong. Dear Krishna, you are very expert in killing all kinds of disturbing demons. So will you kindly note that just near this place, there is a big forest of the name Talavan. This forest is full of palm trees, and all the trees are filled with fruits. Some are falling down, and some of them are very ripe even in the trees. Oh, it is a very nice place, but because of a great demon, Danaka Asura, it is very difficult to go there. No one can reach the trees in order to collect the fruits. Dear Krishna and Balaram, this demon is present there in the form of a jackass, and he is surrounded by similar demon friends who have assumed the same shape. All of them are very strong, so it is very difficult to approach this place. Dear brothers, you are the only persons who can kill such demons. Other than you, no one can go there for fear of being killed. Why, not even animals go there, and no birds are sleeping there. They have all left. One can only appreciate the sweet aroma that is coming from that place. It appears that up until now, no one has tasted the sweet fruits there, either on the tree or on the ground. Dear Krishna, to tell you frankly, we are very attracted by this sweet aroma. Dear Balaram, let us all go there and enjoy these fruits. The aroma of the fruits is now spreading everywhere. Why, don't you smell it from here? When Balaram and Krishna were thus petitioned by their smiling, intimate friends, they were inclined to please them, and so they began to proceed towards the forest, surrounded by all their cowherd boy friends. Immediately upon entering the Talavan, Balaram began to yank the trees with his arms, exhibiting the strength of an elephant. Because of this jerking, all the ripe fruits fell to the ground. Upon hearing the sound of the falling fruits, the demon Danaka Asura, who was living there in the form of a jackass, began to approach with great force, shaking the whole field so that all the trees began to move as if there were an earthquake. The demon appeared first before Balaram and began to kick Balaram's chest with his hind legs. At first, Balaram did not say anything, but the demon, with great anger, began to kick Balaram again more vehemently. This time, Balaram immediately caught hold of the legs of the jackass with one hand and, wheeling him around, threw Danaka Asura into the treetops. While Danaka Asura was being wheeled around by Balaram, the demon lost his life. Balaram threw the demon into the biggest palm tree about, and the demon's body was so heavy that the palm tree fell upon other trees, and then several other palm trees fell down. It appeared as if a great hurricane had passed through the forest, and all the trees were falling down one after another. This exhibition of extraordinary strength is not astonishing, because Balaram is the personality of Godhead known as Ananta Shesha Naga, who is holding all the planets on the hoods of his millions of heads. The whole cosmic manifestation is maintained by Shesha Naga, exactly as two threads hold the weaving of a cloth. After the demon was thrown into the tree, all the friends and associates of Dhenaka Asura immediately assembled and attacked Krishna and Balaram with great force. They were determined to retaliate and avenge the death of their friend. But Krishna and Balaram began to catch each of the asses by the hind legs, and exactly in the same way, wheeled them around. Thus, Krishna and Balaram killed all of them by throwing them into palm trees. And because of the dead bodies of the jackasses, there was a panoramic scene. It appeared as if clouds of various colors were assembled in the trees. Upon hearing of this great incident, the demigods from the higher planets began to shower flowers upon Krishna and Balaram, and they began to beat their drums and offer devotional prayers. A few days after the killing of Dhenaka Asura, people once again began to come into the Talavana forest in order to collect the fruits, and the animals began to return without fear to feed on the nice grasses grown there. Just by chanting or hearing these transcendental activities and pastimes of the brothers Krishna and Balaram, one can amass pious activities. Thus ends Chapter 15, Scene 2, Dhenaka Asura. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that Lord Krishna would joke with his friends saying, "Just look, this peacock does not know how to dance properly." Whereupon Krishna would vigorously imitate the peacock's dancing, causing great laughter among his friends. The bees in Vrindavan would drink the sap of the forest flowers, and the combination of this nectar and the association of Sri Krishna made them mad with intoxication. Thus they closed their eyes in ecstasy and expressed their satisfaction by humming. And this humming was also expertly imitated by Krishna. As stated in Sri Varaha Purana, Asti Govardhanam Nama Kshetram Parama Durlabam Mathura Pashime Bhage Adurad Yojana Dvayam. Not far from the western side of Mathura, at a distance of 2 yojanas or 16 miles, is the holy place named Govardhan, which is most difficult to attain. It is also stated in the Varaha Purana, Asti Talavanang Nama Dhenaka Asura Rakshitam Mathura Paschime Bhage Adurad Eka Yojanam. Not far from the western side of Mathura, 1 yojana away or 8 miles, is the forest known as Talavana, which was guarded by Dhenaka Asura. Thus it appears that the Talavana forest is located midway between Mathura and Govardhan Hill. The forest of Talavan is described in Sri Harivansha as follows. Sa tu desha samasnigdha sumahan Krishna mrittika dharva praya stuli bhuto loshtra paashana varjitaha. The land of Talavana is even, smooth, and very expansive. The earth itself is blackish, densely covered with darba grass and devoid of stones and pebbles. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the sweet fragrance of the tala fruits was carried by an easterly wind, which is conducive to rain in the Vrindavana area. This easterly wind generally blows in the month of Bhadra, and thus indicates the excellent ripeness of the fruits. While the fact that the boys could smell the fruits indicates the nearness of the tala forest. Unfortunate persons cannot appreciate the blissful pastimes of the Supreme Lord. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the Supreme Lord possesses unlimited potency and strength, as expressed here by the word Anante. Krishna exhibits a tiny fraction of his power according to the need of the particular situation. Lord Balaram desired to vanquish the gang of demoniac asses who had unlawfully seized the Talavana forest, and therefore Balaram exhibited just enough of his divine opulence to easily kill Danaka Asura and the other demons. Srila Sanatana Goswami makes the following comment. It is stated here that the ass demons first attacked Krishna and then Balaram. One reason for this is that the demons, having seen the prowess of Lord Balaram, thought it wise to attack Krishna first. Or else it may be that out of affection for his elder brother, Lord Krishna placed himself between Balaram and the ass demons. The words Krishnam Charamam Cha may also be understood to indicate that Lord Balaram, out of affection for his younger brother, went to Lord Krishna's side. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the bodies of the demons were dark like dark blue clouds, and the large quantity of blood that had flowed from their bodies appeared like bright red clouds. Thus the whole scene was very beautiful. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His various forms, such as Rama and Krishna, is always transcendental. And when He enacts His transcendental pastimes, the result is always beautiful and transcendental. Even when Krishna performs violent acts, like the killing of the stubborn ass demons. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments that the demigods, great sages, and other exalted beings were all astonished and ecstatic upon seeing the unusually swift and nonchalant way in which Krishna and Balaram killed the very powerful ass demons in the Tala forest. According to the Acharyas, low-class people such as the Pulindas ate the fruits of the palm trees, but Krishna's cowherder boyfriends considered them now undesirable since they had all been tainted by the blood of the jackasses.
There's nothing for me here except where I am.